Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces in Game 5 of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers have won three of the first four. They won the first three games here right in a row, but then Reno got one last night by a score of 8-3. The Rainiers had just five hits yesterday. So they're looking to get the offense on track here today as they look to win the series on the road. Really just one more victory in the last two games will cause a win ahead 3-1 right now. But might as well get it taken care of tonight and maybe go for 5 wins out of 6 tomorrow afternoon in the series finale. On the mound for the Red Ears today, right-hander Daniel Ponce de Leon. Ponce de Leon is appearing in his 10th game for Tacoma. All starts. He's 4-3 with a 5.88 ERA. He'll be opposed by Reno right-hander Ryan Nelson, a high draft pick in 2019. Nelson's a Triple-A rookie, and he is 3-4 with a 6.95 ERA. So Ryan Nelson on the hill for the Reno Aces and Daniel Ponce de Leon for the Tacoma Red Ears. We've got some news to pass along roster-wise, as we often do, so we'll get to that in our next segment. And after that, the starting lineups, as we're getting close to the first pitch here in Reno. The Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/career.
The Tacoma Red Ears taking on the Reno Aces tonight, game 5 of this 6-game series, which will continue with a day game tomorrow at 1:05, and then the two teams will part ways for a while. The Red Ears are going to go to Salt Lake City for 3 games starting Tuesday through Thursday, and then finally come back to Cheney Stadium on Friday when the Round Rock Express visit Tacoma. Well, roster move today. The Red Ears need some infield help, so Cesar Izturis Jr. is back from extended spring training, beginning his third stint with the club this season. Izturis is even in the starting lineup today. The Red Ears regular infielder Eric Mejia normally starts at third base but plays short at second and sometimes even right field. He's banged up right now. Nothing serious, but a little bit of a sore shoulder he suffered while diving into second base here 2 days ago. So he's been out of the lineup the last 2 days, and that's why his tourist came in to help out the infield depth. They don't think Mejia is going to be out for very long. Also of note, the Mariners made a move today, trading Class A infielder Tyler Keenan to the Toronto Blue Jays for left-handed Major League reliever Ryan Borucki. And to make room for Borucki, they designated for assignment Mike Ford. Let's get to the starting lineups in today's game when we come back right after these messages.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First, for the visiting Tacoma Raiders, who have a record of 19 wins and 32 losses. The Mariners AAA club is managed tentatively by Dan Wilson. Leading off and playing left field is Jared Kelnick. Batting second, the right fielder Justin Upton. Hitting third and playing third base is Zach Green. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Andrew Knapp. Batting fifth, first baseman Joe Odom. Hitting sixth, the center fielder Forrest Wall. Batting seventh is designated hitter Marcus Wilson. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. And batting ninth, Cesar Isturiz Jr. He is at second base. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Daniel Ponce de Leon. He's 4-3 with a 5.88 ERA. The Reno Aces are 27-25 on the season. The Arizona Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Gil Velazquez. And he's going to lead off with Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher is in center field. Batting second and playing third base is Buddy Kennedy. Hitting third, designated hitter Carson Kelly. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Seth Beer. Batting fifth, right fielder Stone Garrett. Drew Ellis hit sixth, he's at second base. Batting seventh, the left fielder Dominic Canzone. Hitting eighth, Juan Centeno, he catches. And batting ninth, the shortstop Giancarlo Cintron. On the mound, Ryan Nelson. Nelson is 3-4 with a 6.95 ERA. Barco's behind the plate. Dane Ponczak at first. Tom West at third. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one. Jared Kelnick stands in the batter's box. First pitch of the game from Ryan Nelson is a fastball outside, and we are underway here in Reno. The weather turned on us. It is cool and very windy here tonight in Reno. Was really pleasant here for the first few games of this series. Now the pitch is fouled down the left field line. Chasing it towards foul territory is Canzone, but this is not reachable for the Reno left fielder. Well, the Red Ears wearing their navy blue batting practice tops today with the gray pants. And the Reno Aces are having SpongeBob SquarePants night tonight. That's the promotion, and they are wearing SpongeBob. Next pitch to Kelnick is outside. So one ball, two strikes, the count to Kelnick. Now here's a foul out of play. Still 1-2. From a distance, the Reno Aces uniforms look like an aquarium. Big crowd for SpongeBob night, by the way. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-2. Maybe SpongeBob night is the wave of the future, and we'll be doing this everywhere for the next few years. I don't know. Star Wars nights are finally slowing down. SpongeBob takes over. Here's the 2-2 to Kelnick, and he pulls one into right. Coming in on the ball is Garrett, and he's got to play it on a hop. Kelnick with a leadoff single to start the ball game, and he has led off the game with a hit in each of the last four games. And he now has a 10-game hitting streak overall, which is the longest of any Tacoma batter this year. So Kelnick singles to right to get things started, and now here's Justin Upton playing in his third game with the team, and Upton getting back in the swing of things. Time called. The base umpire, the crew chief, Tom West, walking in. How about that? There was a second baseball at the very back of the mound. Behind the hill. You couldn't see it from home plate because it's behind the hill. But there was another baseball back there. So here's a pitch in for a strike. And so the umpire came and picked it up and threw it away. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Just keep a spare ball behind the mound. Upton's 1-for-8 since joining the Rainiers. Next pitch is a swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 0-2. Upton in the draft in 2005, went number one overall. Out of high school in Chesapeake, Virginia. 0-2 pitch coming to Upton. No, a turn and a throw to first, and diving in safely is Kelnick. Ryan Nelson ahead of Upton. No balls, two strikes. And here comes his pitch, and it is a fastball up and in at 95 on the gun. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch, up and in. Another 95-mile-per-hour heater that rides tight, and the count's even. Two balls, two strikes. Now Nelson turns and throws to first, and diving back in safely is Kelnick. Kelnick got a bunch of dirt in his belt buckle he had to take care of. Now he takes his lead once again. Kelnick's 2-for-2 stealing since joining the Rainiers. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got Upton with a high fastball. That was clearly Nelson's plan with him, too, was to throw him nothing but high fastballs, and he gets the strikeout. So one out, and now Zach Green is the batter. Nelson facing the Rainiers for his second time this year. As now a throw to first and back in safely is Kelnick. That one was closer. Now here's the pitch, and it is breaking ball over for a strike. So Nelson got his first AAA win against Tacoma at Cheney Stadium on May 11th, allowed two runs in five innings. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 0-2. So Green behind the count. Zach Green drove in a run yesterday, leads the Rainiers with 32 runs batted in, and leads the team with nine homers, but he swings and misses at this one and goes down on three pitches, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Nelson. So Kelnick led off the game with a single. He is still at first base. Two men are gone now, and Andrew Knapp is the batter. Knapp. Homered yesterday in the ninth inning. Switch hitter, he bats left. And Nelson with a toss to first. Kelnick's back in. Knapp in 34 at bats for the Red Ears has six hits, but five have gone for extra bases with the three homers and two doubles. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Knapp, 30-year-old catcher from Granite Bay, California. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left field. Struck well. Back it up is Canzone. Now he comes in a step or two and makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. Knapp flies out to left field, and the Red Ears do not score in the top of the first inning. They had a hit, and they leave a runner on. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Reno coming to the plate.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit, places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Right here is do not score in the top of the first, and now they take the field for the first time here at Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno. One game left here tomorrow at 1:05. The Red Ears have a return trip to Reno later on this summer. That'll be in July. In fact, the Red Ears are going to be here on the 4th of July this year. Reno already visited Tacoma one time, and it was their only trip to Tacoma this year. And the Aces beat the Red Ears 4 out of 6 in that series. That's one of the reasons why it would be really nice for the Red Ears to win this series, to even up the ledger after dropping 4 of 6 to these. Red Ears lead this series 3-1. Daniel Ponce de Leon has finished his warm-ups. This is his 10th start. He's 4-3 with a 5.88 ERA. And Dominic Fletcher stands in the batter's box. The Aces leadoff man tonight. He had 4 hits yesterday and is batting .380 since being promoted from the Diamondbacks Double-A team. Left-hand hitter Ponce de Leon starts him off with an off-speed pitch on the outside edge for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now Ponce de Leon is into his motion and the 0-1 pitch is on its way. And there's a fastball high and away, 1-1. Now the 1-1 coming from Ponce de Leon is a changeup up and away, 2-1. Ponce de Leon has pitched 41 1/3 innings this year, allowing 38 hits. Batting average against him is .239. He has struck out 46 and walked 25. 2-1 pitch, swinging and a miss at a low fastball. And the count's even now, 2-2. So Ponce de Leon now with the even count on Dominic Fletcher. Already from Southern California with his pitch, and it is a swing and a foul back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ponce de Leon, former big leaguer with the St. Louis Cardinals, He's ready to go. Here's his 2-2. And it's a breaking ball called strike three. Beautiful curveball, and down goes Fletcher looking, and there's the first out in the bottom of the first inning. So Ponce de Leon gets the strikeout. Now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Batting 309 on the year, and he swings and misses at a fastball there, strike one. Kennedy currently ranks 10th in the league in batting average. And he just picked up a pitch clock violation. That is a strike, so it is 0-2 now. He wasn't ready to hit in time. Now the 0-2 for Ponce de Leon is swung on and hit in the air, foul down the right field line. Now the 0-2 to Kennedy from Ponce de Leon, breaking ball outside. Ponce de Leon's working with catcher Andrew Knapp. On the infield today, the Red Hairs have Odom at first base, is Turris at second, McCoy at short, and Green at third. Now the 1-2 is hit in the air, foul, out of play down the right field line. And the outfield is Kelnick in left field, Wall in center, and Upton in right. Now Ponce de Leon winds, and his 1-2 pitch is breaking ball outside. Slider there from Ponce de Leon. Two balls, two strikes. Lights are on here at Greater Nevada Field. Very cloudy skies. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center field, ranging over his wall, the center fielder, and he makes the catch with Kelnick nearby. And there's the second out at the bottom of the first inning. So Kennedy flies out to center fielder Forrest Wall. Two down. And now Carson Kelly is the batter. Kelly is on a major league rehab assignment. He has been on the Arizona Diamondbacks. A strained oblique. He's a Portland, Oregon native. And the pitch to him is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Kelly. Looks out towards Ponce de Leon. Now the 1-0 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip held onto by Knapp. 1-1 the count. One pitch is a breaking ball outside, a slider. Two balls, one strike. This is the first game of Kelly's rehabilitation assignment. Now the 2-1 pitch from Ponce de Leon is a fastball low and away, 3-1. And he's the Diamondback starting catcher, but today he is serving as the designated hitter. Three-one pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, swung on and popped up foul, first base side, and that's out of play. Still three balls, two strikes to Carson Kelly. Here's the payoff again. Breaking ball popped up on the left side. The shortstop is McCoy, and he's underneath it, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. Kelly pops up to shortstop, and Daniel Ponce de Leon sets down the side in order in the bottom of the first inning. Three up, three down. We go to the second inning. Tecoma and Reno are scoreless.
Farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the second inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field. Right here is with the number five spot in the order to start things off in the second inning. It'll be Joe Odom, followed by Forrest Wall and Marcus Wilson. Ryan Nelson on the mound. And Nelson got two strikeouts in the first. Here's his pitch to Odom, and it's a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Nelson is a Pac-12 guy out of the University of Oregon. Pitched there for 3 years. Led the Pac-12 in. Next pitch, swinging and a miss there. Strike two to Odom. Now the 0-2 to Odom is a called strike three, and Odom knew it. He goes down looking on three pitches, and that is strikeout number three for Nelson. Nelson came into play today, tied for sixth in the league in strikeouts with 51. Tied with the right here is Darren McCacken, in fact, for sixth in the league. The league leader in strikeouts has 61. That's Jared Koenig of Las Vegas. Pitches in for a strike to Forrest Wall. Wall continues to heat up at the plate. Had a triple yesterday. So now the 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball that is inside for a ball. And Wall has a little four-game hitting streak going on. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, there's strike two. 96 on that Nelson fastball. Now the 1-2 is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Wall still with a count of 1-2. Okay. Well, it is SpongeBob SquarePants night here in Reno, and it's too late now because I didn't get the idea to do it until now, but I should have counted the number of times they play that little refrain on the PA system tonight. Now a swinging a little grounder to second base. That is fielded by Ellis, and they throw out Wall at first. Two men are gone at the top of the second inning. And now Marcus Wilson will be... Wilson DHing today, hitting 205 with seven homers, 759 OPS, draws a lot of walks and gets his share of extra base hits. Pitch from Nelson is a breaking ball over for a strike. Now Yeah, the 0-1 is swung on, hit in the air towards right. This is deep. Back on it is Garrett. And at the track, he has room to make the catch. And that does it for Marcus Wilson, and the inning is over. Red Deers go in order at the top of the second inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB-TV. Baseball's future is here.
Tacoma and Reno are scoreless. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Seth Beers, the cleanup hitter for Reno, and he's going to lead things off at the bottom of the second against Red Deer starter Daniel Ponce de Leon, who set down the side in order. So Beer gets ready to hit. He's batting 241 with three homers on the year. Had a couple of hits yesterday. Left-hand hitter. Ponce de Leon is into his motion, and the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers shift Beer with three infielders on the right side. Is Turris Jr. playing a deep second base out on the outfield grass. 1-0 pitch fouled off on the third base side and out of play into the seats. So the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch coming. Breaking ball high and outside. A curve from Ponce de Leon. Two balls, one strike is the count. And now the right-hander's next pitch is outside, ball three. In his last start, Ponce de Leon had a tough one against Vegas at Cheney Stadium, allowing seven runs in a 3 1/3 innings. And that came on the heels of his best start of the year. Next pitch fouled out of play. May 21st at Sacramento, he tossed five scoreless innings, giving up just one hit. And he had 12 strikeouts in that game, including strikeouts of the first nine batters he faced, setting a franchise record. 3-2 pitch is low, ball four. It's a leadoff walk for Beer in the bottom of the second inning. So he heads down to first base, and now Stone Garrett is the hitter. Garrett, the league leader in runs batted in, hitting .282 with 13 homers and 48 runs batted in. Here's the pitch from Ponce de Leon, and it is a fastball up high. No score, bottom of the second inning. Ponce de Leon with a 1-0, and that one's poured in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. In that game when Ponce de Leon had all the strikeouts two starts ago, he was hitting 94, miles per hour with his fastball. Tonight so far, and it's early, he's been 89 to 90. 1-1 pitch is swung on, hit well to center field. Back is wall. He's hoping to play it off the wall, but he can't. It is gone. A homer to straightaway center field off the bat of Stone Garrett. His 14th of the year, and the RBI leader in the Pacific Coast League has now driven in 50 on the dot this year. And Reno takes a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the second inning. Stone Garrett, two-run shot to center field. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. That was a breaking ball from Ponce de Leon that was hit out. Here's a pitch in for a strike. 0-1 the count to Ellis. Next pitch waved at and missed their strike two. So Ponce de Leon getting ahead in the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and that one hit 94 on the gun as he just fired it past Drew Ellis, and that is Ponce de Leon's second strikeout of the game. Now the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Went to try to get the distance on the homer, and StatCast is not perfect. They didn't get it. Here's now a strike to Canzone, and the count's even, 1-1. Canzone, left-hand hitter. Ponce de Leon fires, and the pitch is in there for a strike. And I thought the distance on the homer would be interesting, at least to me, because I've always kind of wondered. So now the 1-2 is laced the other way, and that's going to be a base hit and more for Canzone. Racing into the corner to go get the ball is Kalnick, and Canzone is in at second base with a stand-up double. Dominic Canzone with his fifth double of the year going to the opposite field. And now Juan Centeno is the batter. The distance to the center field fence here at Greater Nevada Field is not marked. There is a 410 sign in left center, and the deepest part of the park is in right center, and it says 424 out there, but in straightaway center, there is no indication of the distance from the wall to home plate. So here's one up and away to Centeno. And Garrett hit that homer to straightaway center field, like just right down the middle of the field. Now the 1-0 on its way to Centeno. And pitches outside for a ball, 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is this one. And this one is fouled back. 2-2 now. So two balls, two strikes, one out at the bottom of the second inning. Ponce de Leon's ready, and his pitch to the veteran catcher Centeno is a breaking ball pulled to the right side, and his Turris Jr. has it, and he throws out Centeno at first base for the second out of the inning. Canzone moves up to third. So Juan Centeno bounces out to his Turris Jr. And now Giancarlo Cintron will be the batter. Cintron, 27-year-old infielder from Puerto Rico, right-hand batter, looks out towards Ponce de Leon. Canzon leads from third, and pitch is grounded up the middle, and it gets past Isturiz and goes through into center field, a base hit. Canzon scores, and it is 3-0 Reno. Cintron ranged up the middle, tried to make the play behind the bag, but he couldn't reach it. It got through into center. And now Dominic Fletcher is the hitter. Pitch to Fletcher is called a strike. 0-1 the count. Now, Ponce de Leon bluffs a move to first, but no throw. Eye on Cintron. Here's the 0-1 pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a foul back. That is strike two. Next pitch coming from Ponce de Leon, up high and outside. Two outs, runner at first. Next pitch coming, fouled off. Curveball from Ponce de Leon that Fletcher was able to get a piece of and stay alive. Now the 1-2 pitch is on its way. Runner goes, pitches up high and away. Throw down to second base by Knapp. They got him by a mile. The tag applied by Mason McCoy, the shortstop. And that is the final out of the inning. Giancarlo Cintron gunned down, trying to steal second base. Thrown out by Andrew Knapp for the final out. Reno gets three runs in the inning on three hits. There were no errors and no one left on. We go to the third inning. It's Reno 3, Tacoma nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best UniFirst. Show you how we look good together.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
We move on to the third inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field. The Aces lead the Red Ears 3-0. Mason McCoy leads things off in the third, and the first pitch to him is driven towards right center field, deep part of the park, but this is a long one. Back is Fletcher. He can't get it. It's off the fence. McCoy's around second. Just now picking up the ball, the right fielder, Garrett. McCoy is at third, and they will stop him there as Garrett hits the cutoff man. It's a leadoff triple for Mason McCoy. on the first pitch of the third inning. His first triple as a member of the Tacoma Raiders. McCoy driving one to the fence in right center field. It hit right near that 424-foot sign in right center. So now Cesar Esturiz Jr. is the batter. Switch hitter. He bats left-handed against the right-hander Ryan Nelson. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Esturiz five hits and 18 at-bats. This is his eighth game with the Rainiers this year. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. In case you missed it on the pregame show, Eric Mejia, a little sore shoulder. He's been out for the last couple of games. His tourist came in from extended spring training today. He hits a chopper to first. This will get the run in. It's fielded by Beer, and Beer takes it to the bag for the out, but scoring from third is McCoy, and the right ears are on the board. It is 3-1. Cesar Esturiz grounds out to first base, but give him the RBI. His third of the year for Tacoma. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick singled in the first. And he takes a breaking ball over for a strike. It's 0-1. Kelnick now with a 10-game hitting streak. First double-digit hitting streak by a Tacoma player this year. 0-1 is taken outside for a ball, 1-1. Sun poking through for the first time in this game right now. As here's a swing and a miss and a change. And the count goes to 1-2. Nice pitch there from Nelson. So he's ahead of Kelnick, a ball and two strikes. And Nelson ready with the 1-2 pitch. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three, a slider. And Kelnick goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. And that is Nelson's fourth strikeout of the night. So two away in the third inning. And now Justin Upton is the batter. He went down swinging on high fastballs. And Nelson with his pitch. Breaking ball outside, a curve. Nelson threw almost entirely fastballs the first trip through the lineup. Now he's showing his repertoire. We've seen a slider, a change, and a curve from him in his last three pitches. 1-0 is a slider that is inside. Two balls, no strikes. And the 2-0 pitch is a curve over for a strike. 2-1. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. Fastball there, and Upton fouled it off down the right field line. So the count is even 2-2. And the pitch from Nelson. Fastball outside, ball three. Payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. Upton draws the two-out walk, and he'll head down to first base, and the Rainiers have the tying run coming to the plate here in the form of Zach Green. 3-1 Reno. We're in the top of the third inning. Two outs and a runner at first. Green struck out swinging his first time up today. He's 0-1. And the pitch from Nelson is a swing and a miss at a ninth. Strike one. Next pitch is up high for a ball. Now a swing and a foul back out of play. What a two. Get a lot of crowd reaction on foul balls that go straight back here in Reno because they frequently hit high off the structure of the stadium and then bounce softly into the crowd down below. So the next pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike three, and Green goes down swinging, and that is strikeout number five for Ryan Nelson. But the Red Deers get out of the board. One run on one hit. There were no errors and no one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Three to one, Reno with the lead over the Red Deers. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Greater Nevada Field. Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound. And he was warming up with his manager between innings because Andrew Knapp was on deck when the top of the inning ended, and he's the starting catcher today, so he needed time to change into his catching gear. And the Rainiers' interim manager, Dan Wilson, went out there and caught Ponce de Leon's warm-ups. And that's actually a common sight, even when the Rainiers have their regular manager, Tim Fedorovich, here. He's a former catcher, and he often does that same thing, warms up the pitcher when needed between innings. Pitch to Fletcher is in there for a strike. Dominic Fletcher leading off the third. He was at the plate in the second inning when Cintron was thrown out trying to steal, ending the inning. 0-1 pitch from Ponce de Leon is fouled off. And now it's no balls, two strikes. There it is again. It's SpongeBob night here in Reno. I haven't seen the man himself yet, though. So here's a swing and a foul into the dugout on the third base side. Maybe he makes like a grand entrance in like the seventh inning. Oh, 2 pitch is just inside for a ball, 1-2. Did find out that SpongeBob SquarePants game fireworks, so we will be having our full postgame show today at the end of this game. 1-2 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-2. Two on its way. Swing and a foul out of play. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ponce de Leon into his motion, and the 2-2 is a called strike three at the D's, and down goes Fletcher looking for his second time today. And he dejectedly heads back to the dugout. Rung up by the automated ball strike system. One away in the bottom of the third, and now Buddy Kennedy is the hitter. And the pitch is fouled back. There's strike one. One pitch now to Kennedy. Breaking ball called a strike on the outside edge. 0-2, and Ponce de Leon out ahead of the hitter. Now the 0-2. Called strike three. 93 at the knees, and down goes Buddy Kennedy, and that is the second consecutive strikeout here at the bottom of the third inning. Strikeout number four for Ponce de Leon. And here comes Carson Kelly. Major leaguer on rehab. Mentioned he's from Portland. He went to Westview. So there's a breaking ball, and it's popped up by Kelly on the right side. And Joe Odom, the first baseman, makes the catch in fair territory, and Kelly is out on one pitch. So three up, three down, nice and easy for Daniel Ponce de Leon in the bottom of the third. We head to the fourth inning of play with the score, Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, and also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
On we go to the fourth inning. It is Reno 3, Tacoma 1. Andrew Knapp, Joe Odom, and Forrest Wall to bat here at the top of the fourth against the right hand. Knapp flied out to left field earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left field, and ranging back is Canzone, and he has time to get in position to make the catch. And one pitch, one out in the top of the fourth inning. Knapp flies out. And now Joe Odom will be the hitter. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's contest. In the Western Division, that's the Rainiers Division, we have our first really red-hot team of the season, and it's Las Vegas. They won their eighth in a row yesterday. So here's a pitch up and in to Odom, and they have ascended to first place in the division now with a 2.5-game lead over second-place Salt Lake. And they're winning games in the late innings. So here's a foul back. They're winning games where they take a huge lead at the beginning and just coast. Last night, they were down at home against Sacramento 10-8 in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Matt Davidson hit a two-run homer, which was his second of the game. That tied it up. And then Vimeo Machine hit the solo shot, just his third of the year, but it was a go-ahead blast in the bottom of the eighth. And then their lefty from Florida, Kirby Snead, pitched a scoreless ninth, and they hung on for an 11-10 win over Sacramento. So here's one down low to Odom. Davidson hit the two homers, drove in six. He has had back-to-back games with two homers for Vegas, and he's up to 14 on the year. Next pitch to Odom, fouled away. And it's a full count now, 3-2. Nate Mondu for Vegas had four hits yesterday. And his average moved over the 300 mark on the season with that. Now the 3-2 pitching there. Ellis, he throws to first in time to get Odom. And that is the second out at the top of the fourth inning. So Odom bounces out, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. So Vegas now with an eight-game win streak and alone in first. When the streak started, they were one game over 500. And now they're nine games over 500 and have the best record in the West. Forrest Wall settles in. He grounded out his first time up, 0 for 1 today. And the pitch from Nelson is grounded foul on the first base side. Also yesterday, El Paso beat Salt Lake 6-4. Lots of former Rainiers with good games in that one. El Paso has Luis Liberato. He tripled and walked and scored two runs yesterday. Salt Lake has Dylan Thomas. He had three hits and drove in two. His average is now over 300 at 305 for Salt Lake. Here's one down low now to Wall. And El Paso reliever Ray Kerr, a former Rainier, tossed a scoreless inning in relief, protecting a lead in the late innings. He's actually a Reno native. So here's a pitch in for a strike. 1-2. Now the next pitch is lined down the right field line. Foul. Still 1-2. The Reno radio guy, Zach Beirutti, he told me that he was unwinding after a game recently with some light blackjack at an establishment across the street here from the stadium in Reno. And he was talking baseball with someone there, and a guy piped up at the table. It was Ray Kerr's brother. Kerr's whole family lives in Reno by Wall. He was like, yeah, we weren't even playing El Paso, and here I am talking to their reliever's brother. 1-2 pitch. Fouled out of play on the third base side. Still 1-2. One, two, coming again. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got Wall with a big breaking ball curve. And that does it for the Red Ears at the top of the fourth inning. Nelson has his sixth strikeout. Red Ears go in order at the top of the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth with the score. Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury. Free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Reno 3, Tacoma 1. Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound for the Red Ears. He'll face the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for the Aces. Seth Beer, Stone Garrett, and Drew Ellis. Beer walked and scored his first time up, and he takes the pitch up and away, ball 1. We'll continue our look at last night's PCL action. Didn't get to the Eastern Division yet, so we need to do that. Now Ponce de Leon with a 1-0, and it's a swing and a foul back. Albuquerque outlasted Sugarland in 11 innings down in Sugarland, Texas last night, 8-7. Former Rainier DJ Peterson had two hits, including his fifth homer for Albuquerque, and he drove in 4 runs. Hitting 250 on the dot, 5 homers, 20 ribbies. Beer cranks one way back to right center field, and no doubt about this one. Seth Beer has just launched his fourth home run of the season, and Reno leads it 4-1. Seth Beer goes deep. Tapped into his power there, and he crushed it. Now Stone Garrett is the batter. 443 feet, according to StatCast. So here's one that misses for a ball to Stone Garrett. 1-0 the count. Next pitch from Ponce de Leon is waved at and missed. Garrett hit a 2-run homer to center in the second inning. The Aces' two biggest power threats have both gone deep in this game already. Beer and Garrett. Ponce de Leon now with a 1-1 pitch, and this is low and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Next pitch coming from the righty is low. 3-1. One other game yesterday, Oklahoma City won at Round Rock 10-4. Tony Walters had 3 hits and 3 runs batted in for Oklahoma City, the veteran catcher. Now the 3-1 to Garrett is called a strike. And Jake Lamb hit his 12th homer for the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Coming to Garrett. And it swung on and fouled back. Still 3-2. Payoff pitch is low, ball 4. Garrett heads down to first base. Still no one out this inning. Drew Ellis will bat, and Andrew Knapp, the Tacoma catcher, goes to the mound to talk to Ponce de Leon for a moment. Gives me a chance to remind you that the Red Ears will be back home on Friday, June 10th. And that's going to be a 9-game homestand. 3 games against the Round Rock Express Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then after an off day on Monday, the Red Ears host Sacramento for the first time this year. Tickets are available now, and you can check TacomaRainiers.com for promotions and all the info you need. Drew Ellis stands in now, and Ponce de Leon with his pitch, and it's a fastball poured in there for a strike, 0-1. Rainiers have the infield shifted with three infielders on the left side with Ellis at the plate. Now the next pitch from Ponce de Leon is swung on and popped up high in the air on the right side. Joe Odom, the first baseman in foul territory, makes the catch. And there's the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. So Ellis pops up, fouling out to the first baseman. And now Dominic Canzone is the batter. No action in the Red Ears bullpen, but guys are starting to mill around out there. The club announced today that they're going to be having a bullpen game tomorrow in the last game of the series. Runner goes, pitches high, throw down to second by Knapp, is not in time. McCoy got a tag down on the leg of Garrett, who was diving in head first, but Garrett had his hand on the bag. And that is his eighth steal of the year. So he's in scoring position. 1-0 the count to Canzone. The Rainiers right now have 13 relief pitchers on the roster, which is a lot. So here's one up high for a ball, 2-0. They've got a five-man starting rotation and 13 relievers. Tommy Malone started the first game of the series in Reno on Tuesday, and they originally had him listed as starting game six, which would be his standard turn in the rotation. So now the 2-0 was high, ball three. But instead of doing that, they decided to push Lake and have a bullpen game and get these guys some action tomorrow. Now the 3-0 is in there for a strike, 3-1. If Ponce de Leon gets through five innings today, you've got four innings left in this game and nine innings tomorrow. That's 13 innings, and the Rainiers have 13 relievers. They could literally go to one inning per reliever over the second half of this game and all game tomorrow, and everyone would only throw one inning. So here's a pitch for a strike to Canzone. The old 13-man bullpen right now. 3-2 pitch. Just inside, ball four. So two on, one out for Juan Centeno. In case you're wondering, your 13-man bullpen is comprised of Fernando Abad, Kyle Bird, Nick Margavichis, Ian McKinney, Nick Ramirez, Austin Warner, and Danny Young. Those are the seven left-handers. The six right-handers are Matt Brash, Matt Cook, Wyatt Mills, Riley O'Brien, Drew Steckenrider, and Patrick Weigel. Those are your 13 relievers the Rainiers have right now. So here's a pitch outside to Centeno for a ball. The 13-man pen. One oh pitch is lined towards left. Here comes Kelnick, and he makes the catch. He fires to second, and back in safely is Garrett. Garrett had strayed about halfway to third base. He had to retreat in a hurry. Centeno lines out to Kelnick, two down. And now Giancarlo Cintrone will be the batter. And now Ponce de Leon bluffs a pickoff move to second base. No throw over, though. Here's the pitch. High, and a throw down to first. A back pick on Canzone, but he gets back in. Odom sneaking in behind the runner. Now the 1-0 swung on and fouled back, and the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Cintron. Ponce de Leon glances at the runner at second, and now his pitch is swung on, grounded right to his Terrace, who's going to flip it to the shortstop, McCoy, for the force out at second base on Canzone, and that wraps up the bottom of the fourth inning. Reno settles for the one run on one hit, the Seth Beer homer. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field. Our score is Reno 4, Tacoma 1.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors
about bundling your home, auto, and
defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one, which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Reno 4, Tacoma 1. And the first pitch to Marcus Wilson leading off the fifth is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Wilson flied out to right field at the second. He's 0-for-1 today. And the next pitch is hit high in the air. Foul on the first base side. Beer over for a look, but it's out of play. Count goes to 0-2. Now Nelson with his 0-2, strike three, a breaking ball, and that is strikeout number 7 for Ryan Nelson. One down at the top of the fifth inning. Right here's trail 4-1, and they have 2 hits so far against Ryan Nelson. And one of them was a triple in the third inning by Mason McCoy, and he scored the only run right afterwards, and he's at the plate now. The pitch from Nelson is a breaking ball, low and away, ball one. McCoy tripled and scored. His triple went to deep right center field. 1-0 pitch is a breaking ball inside. 2-0. Time called. McCoy steps out of the batter's box. Now here comes the 2-0, and it's a swing and a miss. 2-1 now. And the next offering is a breaking ball over for a strike. Two and two the count. And this one is a swing and a foul. Still two and two. McCoy, the Rainier's shortstop, out of the University of Iowa. The 2-2 pitch is just outside with a fastball. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff. Swung on and pulled down the left field line, but it hooks and goes foul. And McCoy cracked his bat with that swing. He's got to go to the dugout and get a new stick. The bat boys working this game, one on each side, wearing, it's chilly, they're wearing these navy blue hoodie sweatshirts that say in the Reno Aces font on the front, "We are the BLC, biggest little city." Three-two to McCoy and his new bat, and he fouls it away. There's another foul ball. Still three balls, two strikes. And the payoff, swung on, fouled back again. Once again, the 3-2 pitch, and McCoy hits it in the air to center field, a harmless fly ball. And Fletcher's out there, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two at the top of the fifth. McCoy saw a lot of pitches, had a long plate appearance, but he ends up flying out to center on the 10th pitch of the at-bat. Now, Cesar Esturiz is the hitter. Esturiz bounced out his first time up, and it brought in a run. Rainier's down 4-1 in the fifth inning. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, 0-2 the count. Oh, 2 pitch, fouled back towards the screen, still 0-2. Now this pitch is a swing and a foul, still 0-2. Once again, the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a breaking ball. The pitch was in the dirt, so they have to throw down to first base for the putout, and the Aces do. And Esturiz is the final out here in the fifth. That is strikeout number 8 for Ryan Nelson. The Red Ears go in order in the top of the fifth inning. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth with the score, Reno 4, Tecumseh 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. So you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We move to the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-1, Reno with the lead. And Daniel Ponce de Leon will face the top of the order here in the fifth. It'll be Dominic Fletcher, Buddy Kennedy, and Carson Kelly. Pitch to Fletcher is swung on and popped up down the right field line. Long run for Upton towards the foul line into foul ground, and he can't get it. It's in the seats, out of play. 0-1 the count. Foul ball by Dominic Fletcher. Here's the pitch to Fletcher, and it is yanked to right. Upton on the move again, but this one is a liner, and it's going to shoot through to the fence. Upton picks it up, and ending up at second base with a double is Dominic Fletcher. So Fletcher lines one to right, and he has his first hit of the game and has now hit safely in 12 of 14 games for Reno since coming up from their double-A squad. The Amarillo Sod Poodles. That's what they're called. Amarillo, Texas. The Sod Poodles. Pitch to Buddy Kennedy is hit in the air towards right. This is carrying. Upton's back at the track, and he makes the catch at the warning track. Tagging at second and advancing to third is Fletcher. Kennedy flies out to deep right field, moves up the runner. Runner at third, one out for Carson Kelly. Kelly has popped up twice and is 0-2 in this game. The Red Deers are going to bring the infield in, trailing 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runner at third and one out. And the pitch is a fastball up high, ball one. Now Ponce de Leon with a 1-0 pitch, and it is inside for a ball. There's action in the Red Deers bullpen. The left-hander is warming up. Next pitch from Ponce de Leon is hit in the air, foul. And out of play, and the count moves to 2-1. Ponce de Leon just about ready to hit 90 pitches on the night. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And it's a breaking ball outside. 3-1. Pitch. Called a strike. Full count, 3-2. Well, Ponce de Leon has struck out 4 tonight, and he would really like to get one right here. Here's the pitch from the right-hander. And it is high, ball four. He walked him. And now there are two on with one out for Seth Beer. Rainiers might go to the lefty in the pen, and Dan Wilson comes out of the dugout. And he's going to go to the mound along with the trainer, Michael Feliciano, who is going to check on Ponce de Leon as well. They must think there's perhaps something health-wise going on here with him. And they have decided they're going to go to the bullpen and bring in the left-hander. So Ponce de Leon is done. And the Rainiers go to the bullpen and bring in the left-hander. And I think that's Austin Warner jogging in. I'll let you know after the break. We'll take a break for the pitching change. Two on, one out at the bottom of the fifth. Our score, Reno 4, Tacoma 1.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We are in the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Reno 4, Tacoma 1. And Reno has runners at first and third with one out. And Seth Beer coming to the plate. The Red Ears have brought in the left-hander Austin Warner from the bullpen. And Warner is appearing in his 13th game of the season. See if he can get out of this inherited jam. Right here's play, double play depth up the middle. Green even with the bag at third. The pitch to Beer is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Warner is 0-2, 9.45 ERA in 20 innings of work. He has struck out 14 and walked 10. Here's the 0-1 pitch on its way from Warner to Beer, and it is down low and inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now Warner is ready with the next pitch, and it is swung out and hit in the air to left field. Not particularly deep, but probably deep enough. Kelnick makes the catch. Tagging at third is Fletcher. The throw is cut off. Fletcher 5-1. Sacrifice fly off the bat of Seth Beer. He has his second run batted into the game. Reno adds a run. And there are two outs and a runner at first base for Stone Garrett. Daniel Ponce de Leon went 4 1/3 innings, allowed 5 hits, and at the moment, 5 runs all earned. He is responsible for one more base runner. Ponce de Leon walked 4, struck out 4. Garrett, the batter, and the pitch is a slider down and in, ball one. Garrett hit the two-run homer in the second and then walked in the fourth. Next pitch is low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Warner with a 2-0. Swung on and lined towards right. Upton on the move, and he reaches up and makes a nice grab at the warning track for the final out of the inning. And a long arm extended upwards and reeled in that line drive off the bat of Stone Garrett. And that is the final out at the bottom of the fifth inning. One run for Reno on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good. Good together.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 1. Rainiers with just two hits through five innings against Ryan Nelson, and he's still out there. Jared Kelnick leads off. He has one of the two hits, a single to open up the game in the first. He's one for two, and he takes the first pitch down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Nelson, with a pitch count of 77, throws one in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So the Aces trying to get at least another inning out of him. He's having one of his better games of the year tonight. Two balls, no strikes to Kelnick. And the pitch is a little bit off the plate, ball three. 3-0 now. Now Nelson with the 3-0 pitch. Kelnick swings at it, pulls it right side, throw into right field, a base hit. And Kelnick squeezes a single into right field, and he is on with a leadoff single in the sixth. Interestingly, Reno did not shift Kelnick during that at bat, and that may get a hit on that ground ball through the right side. They have been shifting him during this series. I don't know why they didn't right there. Maybe they forgot. Justin Upton now the batter, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. We're looking for that first Justin Upton homer in a Rainiers uniform. He's got 324 of them in the big leagues. So now the pitch is high, 2-0, and now time called, and Centeno goes to the mound. Upton is a real accomplished veteran, four-time All-Star in the major leagues, three-time Silver Slugger Award winner, part of a terrific baseball family with his older brother, BJ, who also had a long major league career. And they were even teammates in the big leagues for two different teams, most notably the Atlanta Braves, but also for a time with the San Diego Padres. But when they were teammates for the Braves, they did a number of brother home run tricks. So here's a swing and a hard grounder to short, muffed by the shortstop Cintron, but he recovers and throws out Upton at first base. Kelnick advances to second. If Cintron fielded it cleanly, they would have started a double play, but because he did not cleanly handle it, they only got the one out at first base. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Yeah, when Justin and BJ were with Atlanta, they had a couple of, brother home run events. So here's a swing and a foul back by Green for a strike, like homering back-to-back and homering in the same inning. Fun stuff like that. Wonder what BJ's doing these days. Enjoying retirement? I hope pitch. Outside to Green for a ball, 1-1. The Uptons are from Virginia, although I read that Justin now lives in Southern California. He spent a lot of time down there with the Angels, and prior to that, the Padres. So here's a pitch in for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, runner at second. And Nelson's pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Still 1-2. Andrew Knapp is on deck. Now the next one is outside for a ball, 2-2. Two-two delivery, fouled off. Green hanging in there. Rainier's down 5-1, but this is a close game. We're in Reno. You see high-scoring games here in this park. That hasn't really been the case in this series, but over the long haul, you see high-scoring games here in this park. 2-2 pitch is inside. Green checked his swing in time. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, fouled away. Still 3-2. Nelson's now over 90 pitches. And there's ball four, a slider outside, and Zach Green really worked for that walk. And he heads down to first base. Two on, one out for Knapp. Knapp has flied out twice tonight, 0-2. And the pitching coach for Reno, Doug Drabeck, is going out to the mound. Former National League Cy Young Award winner. And he's going to talk things over with Ryan Nelson. And they have a right-hander warming up in the bullpen. Drabeck going back and forth, talking to his catcher, Juan Centeno, talking to his pitcher, Ryan Nelson. Now he's headed back towards the dugout. Reno pitching coach job is a big job in the Diamondbacks organization this year in particular, because they have so many of their top pitching prospects here in Reno in their starting rotation, and Nelson is one of them. Well, two on, one out at the top of the sixth inning, and the pitch to Knapp is taken outside for a ball. Want to know the count. Next pitch on its way. And that is in there for a called strike. Nelson's last two fastballs, 93 on the gun. We've seen him as high as 96 in this game. This will be his 95th pitch of the night right here. The 1-1 to Knapp is a swing and a miss at a curveball, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch is on its way. And it is high for a ball. 2-2. Now the 2-2. Swung on, line down the left field line. Fair ball headed towards the corner. That'll be extra bases. Around third is Kelnick, and he is going to score. Coming to third and stopping there is Green. Andrew Knapp with the opposite field double in the RBI. And it is now Reno 5, Tacoma 2. So Knapp goes the other way with the RBI double. And that will bring to the plate Joe Odom, representing the tying run. And it'll also bring out to the mound the manager of the Reno Aces, Gil Velazquez. He is going to make a move to the bullpen. So the Red Ears rallying here in the sixth. Third trip through the lineup for Ryan Nelson. And the Red Ears putting some things together. They've got a run on the board this inning and a couple of men in scoring position with one out and Odom coming to the plate. We'll take a break for the pitching change with the score, Reno 5, Tacoma 2.
That's so sticky.
At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute, does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories. Big connections, and even bigger friendships. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
We're in the top of the sixth inning. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 2. It was 5-1. The Red Ears have scored a run this inning, and they have runners at second and third with one out. And Joe Odom coming to the plate. Reno has brought in the hard-throwing Jesus Liranzo from the bullpen. And Liranzo is ready to face Joe Odom. And the pitch is on its way, and it is taken for a strike. This is not Liranzo. This is Justin Lewis, pardon me, right-hander Justin Lewis into pitch. Perino, uniform number change. His 0-1 pitch is fouled back and out of play. Oh, and two the count. Lewis, a 6'7" right-hander with his next pitch, and it is down and in for a ball, 1-2. And Lewis is appearing in his third game since joining the Aces. He's worked 2 1/3 innings and allowed 2 runs. Next offering is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Odom has struck out for the second out here at the top of the sixth inning. Well, the Red Ears need a clutch hit And they're hoping that Forrest Wall can come through for them. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Lewis with his pitch, and it is in the dirt and bounces up to the plate and is blocked by Centeno. Lewis just promoted to Reno from AA Amarillo, where he had a 2.89 ERA this year in 12 outings, 21 strikeouts, and 18 and two-thirds innings. And this is his third ever AAA game tonight. Right-hander drafted out of Kentucky in 2018. 12th round pick by the Diamondbacks that year. Zach Green, the runner at third. Andrew Knapp at second with two away. 1-0 the count to Forrest Wall. And Lewis's pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And the pitch is a called strike with a breaking ball. And the count moves to 2-1. Now Lewis is ready. The 2-1 pitch is a fastball just off the plate outside. Three balls, one strike. Wall windmills the bat. On deck is Wilson. 3-1 pitch to Forrest Wall is pulled to the right side on one hop, but it's handled by Drew Ellis, and he throws out Wall at first base, and that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. Right here, settle for one run on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. That is Reno 5, Tacoma 2.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Reno. The Red Ears trailing the Reno Aces by a score of 5-2. Austin Warner is on the mound for the Red Ears. He came in last inning and retired the only two batters he faced. So he stays in the game. And Drew Ellis, Dominic Canzone, and Juan Centeno are the scheduled batters for Reno in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right here's got one at the top of this inning to draw a little closer, but they missed an opportunity to get more. Had a run in and runners at second and third with just one out. And some nice relief pitching by Justin Lewis, the AAA rookie. Get Reno out of that without any further damage. Here's Warner's pitch, and it is swung on and hit high in the air on the left side. Very shallow left field, and running in is the left fielder, Kelnick, and he calls off the infielders and makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Drew Ellis is retired. And now Dominic Canzone will be the batter. left-hand zone, has doubled and walked so far and scored a run. It's time for our daily Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Not much in the way of victories last night in the farm system, with the exception of AA Arkansas. They won their game yesterday against the Springfield Cardinals 3-1. They had three solo homers. As a pitch to Canzone is outside for a ball. Mariners AA team had home runs from Joe Rizzo, Jake Anchia, and Connor Hoover. And they had a great pitching performance from right-hander Steven Kolek, who tossed six shutout innings, giving up just two hits and one walk with nine strikeouts. Terrific outing. 2-0 pitch now is outside, ball three to Canzone. Rainiers are warming up a right-hander in the bullpen. 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1. Elsewhere on the farm, Advanced Class A Everett lost at home to Eugene, 8-2. It's now a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Two major leaguers pitched on a rehab assignment for Everett last night. Ken Giles and Eric Swanson. 3-2 pitch is lined into left field. There's a base hit for Canzone going the other way. And he has reached base for his third time in this game. And now Juan Centeno will be the batter. The rehabbers pitched first for Everett last night. Giles started the game. He allowed a couple of runs. Swanson came in after him, pitched a scoreless inning. Then their regularly scheduled starting pitcher came in relief. That's the hard-throwing Bryce Miller. He's had an interesting season for Everett. He apparently has a big league arm, and he struck out 11 last night over six innings, but he did give up three runs on four hits. He's 3-1 with a 1.86 ERA for the Aqua Sox. Just drafted last year, Bryce Miller, definitely a name to know. Rainier's pitching coach Alon Leishman went to the mound for a very quick word with Austin Warner as Juan Centeno gets ready to hit now with a runner at first and one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, and that is ball one. Everett scored their only runs last night on a two-run homer by infielder Tyler Keenan, who today was traded. His homer today was his third. He got traded to the Toronto Blue Jays shortly before airtime tonight for the Major League lefty Ryan Borecki. So here's one down low and away to Centeno. There's acquiring Borecki. And they designated Mike Ford for assignment. So Ford could clear waivers and join the Rainiers, but we won't know that for a few days. 2-0 pitch is hit in the air towards center field, and Wall is lining it up, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. Centeno flies to center, and now Giancarlo Cintron will be the batter. Cintron's 1-for-2 with a single so far. That's going to be it for Warner. Dan Wilson's going to bring in a right-handed reliever here to face Cintron. So Warner is done after an inning and a third today. Faced five hitters, retired four of them, and there was a single in there. Right-hander coming in from the pen. We'll take a break for this pitching change in the bottom of the sixth with the score Reno 5, Tacoma 2.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. You know me, I'm a huge football fan, but it can be stressful for us super fans. So Progressive is going to help take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how your team threw the wrong ball on the wrong net, just think about how Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Well, hope this distraction about Progressive's Home Quote Explorer was helpful. It sure helped me from stressing about my team for a bit. Anyway, go sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point tris. We check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
In the bottom of the sixth inning, a couple of outs and a runner at first base for Reno. The Aces lead 5-2. New pitcher for the Red Ears is right-hander Wyatt Mills. The Submariner will face Giancarlo Cintron, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI single tonight. Right versus right situation, and Mills immediately makes a pickoff move to first to keep Canzone close. Mills is 1-0 with a 2.19 ERA. This is his 10th appearance. Here's his first pitch to Cintron, and it is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0. Grounded to third, and Green has it, goes the short way to second base for the force out on Canzone, and that ends the inning in the sixth. So Mills comes in from the bullpen, needs just two pitches to close it out. No runs for Reno on a hit, and there were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 2.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and it's bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's Construction Company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the seventh inning now. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 2. And the Red Ears will send Marcus Wilson, Mason McCoy, and Cesar Esturiz Jr. to the plate here at the top of the seventh. Justin Lewis came in from the pen and got the final two outs of the sixth, and he stays out there for Reno on the mound to begin this inning. Wilson the batter, and Lewis with his pitch, and it is a swing and a miss at a slider. There is strike one. I was talking about our Mariner Farm report before we got interrupted by the baseball game in the bottom of the sixth inning. A silly baseball game. Oh, one pitch, swing and a miss there, strike two. Wanted to get this in, though. The Low A Modesto Club had some hitting stars yesterday. The 18-year-old shortstop Edwin Arroyo went 4-for-4 with a walk. He's now hitting .324 at Low A Modesto. Mariner's second-round pick last year. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Wilson goes down swinging, and that's the first out at the top of the seventh inning. And now Mason McCoy will hit. Also, outfielder Jonathan Clase hit two solo homers for Modesto. His fourth and fifth of the year. I always figured he would, well, I'd always heard he was a speedster, not a power guy. I mean, he's hitting 247 with five homers, 21 runs batted in. And he leads the organization with 19 stolen bases. So there's a pitch in for a strike to McCoy. So 0-1. The count. And now McCoy fouls one at the plate. And he's behind in the count 0-2. Lewis, the first reliever used by Reno today. Their starter, Ryan Nelson, ended up with a pitching line of 5 1/3 innings, allowing 4 hits and 2 runs both earned. He walked 2 and struck out 8. Really nice outing for him. Now the pitch is swung on, grounded up the middle, and that's going to get through into center field. A base hit for McCoy, his second hit of the day. He's on with a one-out single. Rainiers with their fifth hit of this game. And now Cesar Esturiz Jr. is the batter. Esturiz is 0 for 2 with an RBI tonight. Switch hitter, he'll bat left against Justin Lewis. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. That is strike one. Swing and a foul out of play. Now here's one that misses for a ball. One and two, the count. And the next pitch is swung on and hit high in the air towards right center, not deep. Garrett, the right fielder, gives way to the center fielder, Fletcher, who makes the catch, and that is out number two. As Turris flies out. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick's 2 for 3 with a couple of singles tonight and a run scored. Rainier's down by 3. We're in the top of the 7th. Runner at first, 2 outs. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike one. So 0-1 the count. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1 now. And this pitch is lined towards right field. Back on the ball is Garrett, and he makes the catch at the edge of the warning track for the final out of the inning. Kelnick pulled it to right, but it was caught by Garrett, and that wraps up the top half of the 7th. Rainiers had a hit, but they do not. We go to the 7th inning stretch here in Reno with the score, Reno 5, Tacoma 2.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. so multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Red Deers trailing Reno 5-2. Wyatt Mills came in from the bullpen and got the final out of the sixth inning and threw only two pitches, and he stays in the game now to face the top of the Reno lineup in the seventh. It'll be Dominic Fletcher to start things off. He's 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. The Submariner Mills is ready, and here's his pitch. And it's a fastball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch from Mills is called a strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-2. Mariners lost today in Texas, 3-2. Not much offense for the M's today. The 0-2 pitch is fouled away. They had a good start from Marco Gonzalez, who went seven innings and allowed three runs. That'll usually do the trick, but not today. Mariners scored their only runs on a two-run homer by Jesse Winker, and the M's had only four hits. So here's a swing and a foul by Fletcher. Adelis Garcia hit a three-run homer for Texas in the fourth inning to put them up 3-0, and that was all they needed. O-2 pitch to Fletcher. Swing and a miss, strike three. Mills gets him with the fastball. 94 on the gun, and one man is gone at the bottom of the seventh inning. Now, Buddy Kennedy is the batter. Kennedy's 0-for-3 in this game. And the pitch is in for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch, outside for a ball. Here's the 1-1. And it's fouled back. And that's out of play. 0-2 the count to Buddy Kennedy. Correction, 1-2 the count. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Here comes the 2-2 now. And it is low, ball three. Correction, that was called strike three. And we just saw, I believe, a hiccup in the automated ball strike system. Everyone was stunned by the development. It works out in the right ear's favor. What exactly happened there? I want to see a replay of that. That pitch appeared to be low and away. Now, low and away from a right-hand hitter, and Wyatt Mills is a Submariner, so that ball's moving a lot. Maybe it just clipped the far outside bottom corner in the computer zone, as here's a pitch that is outside for a ball to Carson Kelly. And no argument from anyone because the computer made the call. Now the 1-0 is outside. Two balls, no strikes. I might have to bother our video guy for another look at that one after the game. 2-0 pitch on its way. And it is outside, ball three. So 3-0 the count. And Mills' pitch is in there for a called strike. Next pitch, swing and a miss there, strike two. Now this one is outside, ball four. He lost him a two-out walk to Carson Kelly, and now the Rainiers have to deal with Seth Beer, who is the cleanup hitter for the Aces, and he's having another productive night, his second one in a row. He walked and scored in the second inning, hit a solo homer in the fourth, and lifted a sacrifice fly that drove in a run in the fifth. So he's one for one with two runs batted in and two runs scored. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Rainiers can't afford to fall behind by any more. And the 0-1 on its way. And the pitch is swung on, grounded right side. Fielded by Isturiz, and he sets himself and throws to Odom at first base for the out, and the inning is over. So Mills works the scoreless bottom of the seventh, and no runs, hits, or errors, one man left. We go to the eighth. The Red Ears hoping to rally in the late innings. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 2.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through June 28th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the eighth inning. The Red Ears trailing Reno by a score of 5-2. New pitcher in for the Aces. It's left-hander Caleb Berger. Berger is on in relief of Justin Lewis, who worked 1 2/3 scoreless, giving up a hit, no walks, two strikeouts. So they bring in the veteran lefty, despite the fact that the Red Ears have right-hand hitters coming up, Justin Upton and Zach Green, followed by the switch hitter, Andrew Knapp. Berger's pitched in 15 games for Reno this year, 1-0 with a 3.38 ERA. Has a major league pedigree and has issued only two walks in 16 innings this year with 17 strikeouts. His pitch to Justin Upton is taken down low for a ball. Berger, former San Francisco Giant, and reached the big leagues with the Diamondbacks last year as well. Foul back by Upton. counts even. Quick reminder, we have daytime baseball tomorrow at 1:05. Now the next pitch to Upton is inside for a ball, 2-1. Next offering, down and in. 3-1 to Upton. And the pitch is high ball 4. And how about that? Berger walks the leadoff man. Upton draws his second walk of this game, heads down to first base. And you know, Berger doesn't usually walk anyone, or hasn't been walking anyone this year, but he just did. So here's Zach Green, who's 0 for 2 with a walk. Now the pitch is taken inside for a ball. Next delivery. Fastball called a strike. Even now, 1-1. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Back to the Mariners for a moment. Yes, they lost to the Rangers today, so they are 1-1 in that three-game series. They can still win their third consecutive series by winning tomorrow's game. The final one at Texas. Here's one down and in for a ball, 3-1 to Green. And then the Mariners are going to stay in Texas, but and when they're done with that Astros series, at that point, the Mariners will have played 19 of their last 25 games on the road. Here's a swing and a liner into the gap in left center field. That's a hit for Green. Around second is Upton. He's going to third. The throw to third. Upton slides. He's in there safely. And the trailing runner, Green, advances to second base on the throw. And the Red Ears are in business here in the top of the eighth inning. They have runners at second and third with nobody out. Zach Green lining that one to left center. Should have been just a single, but Fletcher, the center fielder, thought he could throw out Upton at third base, and he made a nice throw, but Upton still easily beat it. And Green took second behind him, which is big for a number of reasons. It eliminates the double play possibility, puts another man in scoring position, although the Rainiers are down 3. So that is not as important right now, although any runs they could get would help. Andrew Knapp now the batter. Knapp, switch hitter, bats right-handed. He's 1-for-3 with a double today. And the pitch from Berger is a swing and a miss. That is strike one. Oh, and one the count. 3 infielders on the left side for Knapp. Next pitch is swung on and hit in the air behind second base. Yeah, the second baseman, Ellison, shallow center field, makes the catch and no one can advance. It's too shallow. And that's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. So Knapp pops up. One away. And now Joe Odom will be the batter. Rainier's down 3, 5-2 in the top. There's the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Rainier's looking for a hit here to bring in a couple. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Odom goes down on three pitches, and that is the second out in the eighth inning. Twice tonight, Odom has been up with runners at second and third and one out and has been unable to put the ball in play. Here's Forrest Wall, who's 0 for 3. Rainiers need a clutch hit now. And the pitch is taken low and away for a ball. Now the 1-0. In there for a called strike. 1-1. Wall staring out towards Caleb Berger, and the pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. And the count is now even 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch from Berger to Wall, and it is just outside, ball three. Full count. First base is open. Marcus Wilson is on deck. Tying run is in the batter's box. Upton at third, Green at second. Two outs in the eighth. Here's the three-ball, two-strike pitch on its way to Forrest Wall, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball got him, and Wall has struck out to end the top of the eighth inning. What a missed opportunity for the Red Ears. They had runners at second and third with nobody out, and they do not score. And there was one hit in the inning, two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth, Reno 5, Tacoma 2.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you, with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of things out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 2. Rainiers bringing a new pitcher. The veteran Fernando Abad is in from the pen. He'll face Stone Garrett, Drew Ellis, and Dominic Canzone. Nice job by Wyatt Mills, the previous Rainiers reliever, an inning and a third scoreless without allowing a hit. He walked one, struck out two. In fact, the Rainiers bullpen has been outstanding so far tonight. 2 2/3 scoreless innings. Not much tonight in the way of offense, however, for the Rainiers, which is the same thing we were saying last night. Still time here, though, if Bod can put a zero up here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rainiers will have a chance to try to rally in the ninth. Fernando Abad is in his ninth appearance. No record at 2.89 ERA. Oldest member of the Red Ears, 36-year-old lefty, and he immediately gets a pitch clock violation, which is something he has not had to deal with for the first 17 years of his pro career. Here's a pitch, and it is down low to Stone Garrett, so that is ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Garrett's one for two with a two-run homer back in the second inning, and he has also walked. Abad with a 2-0 on its way. And it is a fastball for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Now the next one. It's Dap McCoy who makes the catch, and there is out number one at the bottom of the eighth inning. Garrett is retired, and now Drew Ellis is the batter. Ellis is 0 for 3 today. Now the pitch from Abad is a fastball down and in. In the ninth, the Red Ears start with the number 7 spot in the order. Marcus Wilson. So now the 1-0 is in for a strike. It'll be Wilson, McCoy, and is Torres. And Kelnick is up fourth in the inning and Upton fifth. So if they can get some base runners, they'll have the right guys up. So now the 1-1 is hit well to center. This is trouble. Back on the ball is Wall at the track. He makes the catch, and there is the second out of the inning. Forrest Wall gloving that deep drive about 10 feet in front of the outfield wall in center. And now Dominic Canzone is the batter. Looks like Miguel Aguilar is going to be summoned from the Reno bullpen to try to close it. He's warming up out there. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Canzone. Aguilar has 4 saves this year and was Reno's closer for much of last year. Oh, one pitch is inside. 1-1. Abad into his motion, the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball low, 2-1. The 2-1 breaking pitch in there for a called strike, 2-2. The knuckle curve is the breaking ball of choice, or has been for Abad this year during his time with the Rainiers. He has a very deep arsenal of pitches. The 2-2 is a fastball that is lined into left, and that's a base hit the other way for Canzone. He's having a night. He's 3-for-3 with a walk, reaching base all 4 times. So now Juan Centeno will bat with a runner at first and 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th inning. Centeno's 0 for 3 with a ground out, a line out, and a fly out. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a little flare behind second. This is trouble, and it's going to drop in no man's land for a base hit. Going all the way to third is Canzone. Centeno with a bloop single. And the Aces have runners at first and third with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th inning. Canzone singled solidly to left, and then Centeno flipped one in there in shallow center. And Reno is threatening to add insurance runs with Giancarlo Cintron now the batter. Cintron's 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the second. That's when Reno took the lead tonight, the second inning. Abad with the pitch, and it is a breaking ball high, 1-0. In the second, Stone Garrett hit a two-run homer to center, and then Cintron had the two-out RBI single. Made it 3-0, and the Aces have had that lead ever since. Here's one outside now, 2-0 the count. Now Abad with the 2-0 pitch, and it's a curve for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 check swing, and he held up in time. 3-1. There is a base open. Fletcher's on deck. The 3-1 pitch is lined up the middle and into center field. A base hit. And scoring from third is Canzon. Stopping at second is Centeno. It's an RBI single for Cintron. Three straight two-out singles. And Reno adds an insurance run here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It is 6-2. Wow. And they're still hitting. Here comes Fletcher, who's 1-for-4 with a double and 3 strikeouts tonight. Abad has the left versus left advantage on Fletcher. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike, a fastball. It's 0-1. And the 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. That's a new promotion. I don't believe I've seen that one before. If the Aces score 7 runs tonight, everyone in attendance gets a free gelato. Here's one of the dirt for a ball. 2-1. Sounds nice, doesn't it? I'd take a free gelato. Not tonight, though. I don't want to see him get it. See if we can stop these Reno Aces fans from getting their gelato. Next pitch is low and away. 3-1 to Fletcher. And the pitch is a breaking ball, low ball 4, and they're loaded up. Abad's just struggling to get this last out. There were 2 outs and no one on. A run is in now. 4 straight guys have reached base. The bases are loaded for Buddy Kennedy, who is 0-for-4 tonight. The Red Deer's pitching coach, Alon Leishman, walks out to the mound to go talk to Fernando Abad. And there isn't anyone up in the Red Deer's bullpen. They've figured that Abad was going to get out of this inning all along. Conference on the mound still going. Now Leishman's on his way back to the dugout. First thing they're going to do here is switch baseballs. The umpire switches baseballs with Abad, who rubs up the new one. Here's his pitch to Kennedy, and it's a breaking ball down low, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is on its way, and it is low, 2 balls, no strikes. Back-to-back curves that dip low. So 2-0. And the pitch misses ball three. Nowhere to put him. Looks like the Rainiers are going to get someone warmed up in the pen. The 3-0 pitch is outside. Oh, called a strike. And it is 3-1. And now breaking home and tagged out at the plate is Centeno for the final out of the inning. The pitch was called a strike. The batter was running down to first base. Centeno thought it was ball four, so he was just strolling towards home, thinking that a run had been forced in. But instead, it was called a strike, which made the count 3-1, and Centeno was a live runner between home and third, and Andrew Knapp tagged him out. And that's how the inning ends, and it'll go in the books as Centeno caught stealing home, 1-2 on the play. What a break for the Rainiers. One run scores for the Aces at the bottom of the eighth inning. On three hits, there were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the ninth inning with the score, Reno 6, Tacoma 2.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
You everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wow, what an amazing out to end the eighth inning. And we head to the ninth. Reno leading the Rainiers 6-2. New Reno pitcher, Miguel Aguilar. He'll face Marcus Wilson, Mason McCoy, and Cesar Izturiz. It'll be easy to blame the automated ball strike system on what just occurred, but I'm not so sure that that was the case, as here's a pitch in for a strike to Wilson. It was a 3-0 count to Kennedy, and the pitch was called a strike. Kennedy thought it was outside ball four. The computer called it a strike. So now the 0-1 pitch to Wilson is fouled off, 0-2. And the batter, Kennedy, thought it was ball four. He starts running down to first base, jogging down to first base. And the bases were loaded, and the runner at third, Centeno, started jogging home. He thought he was forced in. Meanwhile, the plate umpire is standing there behind home plate making a strike sign with his right arm because the pitch was called a strike. And the 0-2 pitch is a called strike three. One away in the ninth. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter for the Rainiers. Rainiers need a rally. They trail 6-2, one out in the ninth. Miguel Aguilar, 1-0 with a 3.79 ERA. Four saves this year. This is not a save situation, however. This is his 19th appearance of the year. He throws one down and in to McCoy. Rainiers with just six hits tonight, and McCoy has two of them. He has tripled and singled, and he has scored one of the Rainiers' two runs. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Now the 2-0 pitch is taken down low for a ball. Someday someone will look back at the box score of this game and wonder why the Reno Aces catcher Juan Centeno was caught stealing home plate in the bottom of the eighth inning of a 6-2 game. There's ball four to McCoy. He heads down to first base, drawing a one-out walk. And now Cesar Esturiz will be the batter. Next pitch is lined towards right, but it's directly at the right fielder, Garrett, who makes the catch as Turris is out. The Rainiers are down to their last out. Kelnick will now be the batter. Kelnick, 2-for-4, a couple of singles and a run scored tonight. And the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Now, time called by Kelnick. Now Aguilar is ready. Here's his 0-1 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. That is strike two. So no balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Aces trying to make it back-to-back wins over the Red Ears. The 0-2 pitch to Kelnick is a called strike three, and that's the ball game. The Aces have won two in a row after the Red Ears won the first three games of this series. And if the Red Ears are going to get a series victory, they're going to have to win the finale tomorrow at 1:05 p.m. Reno takes this one 6-2. They took the lead in the second inning, held it all night long. The Red Ears with their second straight, rather uninspiring offensive showing here in one of the Pacific Coast League's best hitters parks. Just six hits and two runs tonight. Three runs on five hits yesterday. 6-2 the final. Stick around. We'll recap the action and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show coming up next.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Well, after the Red Ears won the first three games of the series here in Reno, the Aces have now won two in a row, taking games four and five tonight. They win by a final score of 6-2. And the Rainiers will need to win tomorrow if they're going to get the series victory that sure seemed likely after they won the first three games down here. Rainiers had Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound today against Reno right-hander Ryan Nelson, and it was scoreless going to the bottom of the second inning. Ponce de Leon walked Seth Beer to lead off the second inning, and then Stone Garrett, who leads the league and runs batted in, ripped one out of here to straightaway center field on an off-speed pitch from Ponce de Leon. It was Garrett's 14th home run of the year, and Reno was up 2-0. Then in the canned zone, doubled the other way to left field, and he was in scoring position with two outs in the inning when Giancarlo Cintron singled up the middle, and that brought in Canzone and made it a 3-0 game. Right here's got one back in the third. Mason McCoy led off the inning with a long triple to right center field. He scored on a ground out off the bat of Cesar Esturiz Jr. That made it 3-1. But in the fourth inning, Seth Beer connected, launching a solo shot to right field off Ponce de Leon, his fourth since joining Reno, and that made it a 4-1 ball game. And then in the fifth, they scored again. Dominic Fletcher doubled to lead off the inning, went to third on a flyout, and Carson Kelly walked. That was it for Ponce de Leon with one out of the fifth. And in from the bullpen came Austin Warner, and Seth Beer greeted him with a sacrifice fly that brought in a run and made it a 5-1 Reno Aces lead. In the sixth inning, Tacoba had a leadoff single from Jared Kelnick, and then with one out, Zach Green walked, and that brought up Andrew Knapp, and Knapp doubled the other way to left field, scoring Kelnick, making it 6-2. The Red Ears had runners at second and third with one out, and it looked like the rally was going to get going right there. The Aces went to the bullpen, brought in Justin Lewis, and Lewis struck out Joe Odom and got Forrest Wall to ground out, ending that inning with no further damage. It was still 5-2 Reno when we went to the top of the eighth inning. And in from the bullpen, Caleb Berriger. Justin Upton drew a leadoff walk. Zach Green singled to left center. Upton went first to third. They tried to throw him out at third base. Upton beat the throw, and Green took second behind him. So the Red Ears had runners at second and third with nobody out. Great opportunity, down by just three, but they didn't score. Knapp popped up, and Odom and Wall struck out back-to-back to end that threat, and it remained 5-2. Then in the eighth inning, Reno added a kind of frustrating insurance run with two outs and no one on base. Canzone singled solidly to left against Fernando Abad. Centeno blooped one into shallow center, sending Canzone to third. And then Cintron singled up the middle, bringing in Canzone and making it a 6-2 lead. And the Red Ears did not rally in the ninth, and that was our final 6-2. Final totals for Reno, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Tacoma, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They leave 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Ryan Nelson. He is 4-4. Loss goes to Ponce de Leon. He is also 4-4. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 41 minutes. The attendance, 6,819. With the win, Reno is now 28-25 on the year, and the Rainiers fall to 19-33. Final game of the series is tomorrow at 1:05 p.m. The Red Ears are having a bullpen day tomorrow. They were going to figure out who is starting after today's game, so they've probably just decided that in the locker room now, the coaching staff. But it's going to be one of the Red Ears' regular relievers. And the Aces are starting left-hander Tommy Henry tomorrow. That is at 1:05 p.m. Aces win at 6-2 the final. Stick around. We will check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard when the Rainiers postgame show continues right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto. In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Reno beats Tacoma 6-2. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Well, the Mariners lost in Texas today 3-2 as Marco Gonzalez threw well, went seven innings, and allowed just the three runs on a three-run homer in the fourth by Adolis Garcia, his ninth of the year. But the Mariners did not have much offense today. A two-run homer from Jesse Winker, and that was it. Glenn Otto gets the win for the Rangers, his fourth straight decision that was a victory. It's 4-2. Gonzalez takes a tough loss, falls to 3-6. That series is tied 1-1 going into the finale tomorrow. Elsewhere in the American League today, the New York Yankees shut out Detroit 3-0 as Luis Severino and two relievers combined on a one-hit shutout. Aaron Judge, hitting leadoff for the Yankees, belted a homer to start the game, his Major League leading 21st of the year. Toronto blasted Minnesota today north of the border 12-3. Jose Barrios had a career-high 13 strikeouts for the Blue Jays over the course of seven innings. And Vladimir Guerrero hit one of three Toronto homers. He is up to 12 on the season. Orioles hit three homers today in a 5-4 victory over the Cleveland Guardians as Rougned Odor, Trey Mancini, and Austin Hayes all went deep for the O's. Boston shuts out Oakland 8-0. The Red Sox are rolling right now. Nick Pivetta with seven scoreless innings of two-hit ball, winning his fifth straight decision. Alex Verdugo had three hits and two runs batted in. The White Sox edged the Tampa Bay Rays down in Florida. They were trailing 2-0 after seven scored three runs in the top of the eighth, including a go-ahead pinch hit, two-run home run by Jake Berger. White Sox win it 3-2 at Tampa. At Kansas City, shut out Houston 6-0. As the Royals, with one of the worst records in the majors, shut out the Astros with one of the best records in the majors. It was Chris Bubich or Perez homered and drove in three. In interleague play, the Phillies defeat the Angels 7-2. That is 10 consecutive losses for the Angels, their longest losing streak since 2016. They got shut down by Zach Wheeler today. JT Realmuto hit three doubles and drove in two runs. In the National League now, a doubleheader at Wrigley, day-night split, and they split the games, too. Cubs beat the Cardinals in the first game 6-1 as Matt Swarmer, a rookie, got his first big league win, allowing just one run over six innings, and Frank Schwindel had three hits and a homer. But then St. Louis won the nightcap 7-4 as their rookie outfielder, Brandon Donovan, had three hits, including two doubles, and he drove in four runs to lead their offense. Elsewhere in the National League today, the Pittsburgh Pirates were trailing Arizona in the bottom of the ninth inning 1-0 when their rookie slugger Jack Sawinski hit a walk-off two-run homer, his sixth home run of the season. He went deep off Mark Melancon, and the Pirates beat the Diamondbacks 2-1. San Diego shut out the Brewers 4-0 as Mackenzie Gore delivered six scoreless innings with 10 strikeouts. He's 4-1 now for the Padres, who have shut out the Brewers in back-to-back games. The Marlins beat the Giants 5-4, winning it walk-off style at the bottom of the ninth inning on a sac fly off the bat of Jesus Sanchez. The Nationals outslugged the Reds in Cincinnati 10-8. 16 hits for the Nats today, including two home runs by Juan Soto. He hit a solo shot and a three-run bomb. He is up to 12 dingers on the year. And there are two National League games still going. The Braves and the Rockies are tied 2-2 in the top of the 11th inning at Coors Field. And the Mets have a 6-4 lead over the Dodgers in the bottom of the sixth inning at Dodger Stadium. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Reno. The Aces beat the Raiders 6-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? Professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, after the Red Ears won the first three games here in Reno, I was pretty confident that the Red Ears were going to get a series victory. All they had to do was win one of the next three games in order to do that. Well, they've lost the next two, so they're going to have to win tomorrow to get the series win. Still drawing live at that, though. First pitch tomorrow at 1:05 p.m. Aces win tonight 6-2. Tacoma's offense hasn't been doing much the last 2 days, and even though these games have been low scoring throughout the series by Reno standards, you can't come into Reno and not score much. You got to score a lot when you're in Reno, and that has not happened for Tacoma these last 2 days. They're hoping to get the offense going under the sunlight tomorrow in the day game. Quick look at the PCL scores. El Paso beat Salt Lake today 5-4. Luis Liberato hit his seventh homer for the Chihuahuas. Round Rock takes down Oklahoma City 5-2. Albuquerque defeated Sugarland 8-5. And Vegas, with their eight-game winning streak, leads Sacramento in the eighth inning 9-5. So that one's still up in the air, but Vegas with a pretty good-sized lead at the moment, although things could change rapidly there at Las Vegas. Well, tomorrow's game, the series finale, is at 1:05 p.m. Tacoma's having a bullpen day. Starter will be announced, well, shortly. I'll find out as soon as I get off the air and go ask. But it's going to be one of the Red Ears relievers who was not used today. And Reno is going to start left-hander Tommy Henry, who was impressive in the first game of this series, tossing six scoreless innings of one-hit ball against the Red Ears. But the Red Ears have just recently seen him, so they know what they're getting into tomorrow. That's at 1:05. Pregame show starts at 12:55. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Greater Nevada Field. Once again, our final score today, Reno 6, Tacoma 2. Have a great night.